Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. Our Sunday worship through September is at 10 a.m. Our worship times, starting on October 6, are on Sundays at 9 and 10:45. Welcome to Monday Coffee with Jordan. In this short podcast, Jordan will share with you inspiration and hope to start off your new week, because we're all in this together. Good morning. Welcome to another Monday Coffee with me, Pastor Jordan. And I got my coffee right here next to me. Been kind of sipping on it all morning. But I just wanted to talk with you all before you go to work, on your way to work, maybe somewhere out in the rest of Monday. But I wanted to talk to you about what brings me hope and inspiration for this week. I kind of titled this one Pumpkin Spice because we're in that season where pumpkin spice is in everything. And of course, it was made famous first within our coffee, especially at Starbucks, the pumpkin spice latte. And I have a confession to make. I love pumpkin spice. Anything that's pumpkin spice, I have loved it. I've eaten a cereal that has it. I've tried, I think Oreos have a pumpkin spice one. There's a couple things that go too far for me, but it's become such a joke, the pumpkin spice thing, and there's also all kinds of talk about, you know, people that like it aren't original, or they just follow corporate schemes that are made for them, and they, you know, they're kind of mindless people that just follow all of the things that these corporations create for us. But why? So this brings up shame and anxiety, and I think a lot of us suffer from that. A lot of us have that in our lives. It's almost impossible for any of us to say, I have no shame, I have no anxiety. So when I hear that, when I hear people talking bad about pumpkin spice, then it makes me less likely to say, hey, I actually really like pumpkin spice, because I don't want to be that odd man out, right? So the thing that worries me the most about this is, if we don't deal with the shame inside of us, instead of transforming it inside of us, we end up transmitting it to other people. And then it's a cycle that continues to go on and on and on. And until you break that cycle, this is going to keep happening. And so we find all kinds of ways to shame other people. We like to say who's in, who's out. And we do it with all kinds of stuff. We shame parents. We shame other parents because they're not parenting like we do. We want to know that we are the ones who are right. So we're constantly putting on this shame on others because they are not like us. In John 8, Jesus talks to his disciples and talks about the truth will set you free. We've had different interpretations over time about what this means. I think for me in my own life, how I experience it is, as you continue to do the inner work of your heart, of your soul, that eventually you are going to come to a place where you know that there's nothing you can do to make God love you any more or any less. And that goes for others too. So when you are working on the inside and you're making yourself more comfortable with who you are, that's going to transform you. And that's going to transform others. Because it's going to transform how you interact with other people, how you treat other people, how you encourage other people, how you correct other people. So my encouragement for you this week is that do that inner work. Because sometimes when we put shame on others, that is actually the voice that we are speaking to ourselves. That's the inner voice. And that's how you are talking to you. Try and change that. Try and have some self-compassion. Try to have some self-leniency, because we are our harshest critics. And if you are not taking care of yourself, if you are not letting the truth set you free in your inner work, that truth is not going to be spread among others. So this week, be careful about that voice in your head. Make sure that it is self-compassionate towards you and what you are doing. Not everything is bad in this life. You don't have to be a bad person because somebody disagrees with you. Friends, may you go out and have a blessed week and enjoy your pumpkin spice lattes.